Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The aforementioned Mr. Block is sitting across from me here at Lecom Park. Good morning.
Good morning. What a nice introduction right there.
How
courtesy
about
of Mr.
that?
Tucker yesterday.
Yeah, that was fun.
You know, that's we've had two of those now. Key Brian Hayes with a game-winning home run. He had a pair of home runs in the first home game of the spring. We've been treated to some fun ball.
You know, you mentioned Key Brian Hayes, and that's a name folks in Pittsburgh are going, who?
Right.
Right? But he is really turning heads down here.
And that's what's fun about spring training. There are a lot of names that maybe you hear something about, maybe you haven't, and then you get to see them. And, you know, these are guys that should factor in at some point, whether it's this year or next year. These are guys that the Pirates have drafted very highly, think of very highly. And you get to see their skills on display. And then, you know, the older guys that are still trying to hang on and make a ball club, and sometimes they delight you, and sometimes
they
Father Time shows up.
Well, Joe, I can't believe it's already your fourth season here. So you really have settled in. You've always loved Pittsburgh, and you've always loved the Pirates.
Yeah, it's neat. I feel settled in. I think that's a great way of putting it. Very much I feel like my family and I are part of our community. We live down in the South Hills in Bethel Park, and my wife is from South Park, and you know, so having that background helped initially, but now it's just, I mean, we're going to be here forever, and we live here, and we listen to you guys in the morning a lot of times if the kids are cooperating. So it's great. It's fun.
Are you ready for the farewell tour of your partner, Pirate for Life, Steve Blass?
Ready for it? No, I don't want him to go. But, I think we're all of the mindset that we're going to send him off right. I mean, and he's going to still be around a lot, which is good. He's just not going to be with us in the booth every day and, whenever he shows up, whatever games he does nowadays. But, you know, right. I mean, oh, Steve's on the schedule today. Wow, that must be a misprint. But, yeah, so, I mean, it's just, he's so wonderful. And it's going to be fun. I'm going to make sure that when I'm working with him, and I know Brownie's going to do the same thing very easily, tell as many stories as you can. Let's hear it. And we got to mine a few that maybe he hasn't told a few times.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the last chronicles that Brownie's been doing in between innings. They're a lot of fun.
Those
just
fun.
Adds to the level of enjoyment, because let's face it, baseball should be a nice diversion from the rest of reality. And Steve never lost his childhood enthusiasm for the game.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, there was a game last summer, right going into the All-Star break. The Pirates completed a five-game sweep of the Brewers.
Yes.
And kind of thrust the Pirates back into some contention at that point in the season. And Josh Bell, as the music that you played a few minutes ago probably would have been appropriate for it, right? The lightning strike, and it's pouring down rain, and he gets the game-winning hit. And Steve just started jumping up and down, but that's what we were all feeling, and that's what we were all thinking. And so that's what's so cool about Steve, is that he's an 8-year-old inside, and it comes out. And but that's baseball. That's what we want to be, that 8-year-old again,
right? We all want to have fun with the game.
Yeah.
And what we have loved seeing, Larry and I both have commented on it, is the love of the game that we're seeing among these Pirates, especially these young guys. There is an infectious enthusiasm. Call us homers if you want, but there is absolutely something here.
I'm glad you guys say that, because, I mean, I think that, but, you know, when you're so close to the team, maybe I'm a little skewed or whatever, right? So when you guys have come in and have observed that, I'm glad you said that, because I feel the same way, because a lot of the core group of this club have come up together in the minor leagues,
right?
Maybe acquired in trades, but you know, the last couple of rungs of the ladder, they're all about the same age, and they really genuinely like each other and pull for each other. And that, I know you have to have talent, and I think this team has a good bit of talent too, but you've got to have that, I think, to be a winning ball club. And I think this is a winning ball club.
And we have noticed that this is my 18th spring training, and this has been, in that regard, the best ever, without question. So we're looking forward to the season, but we're looking forward to our rapid-fire Q&A with Joe Block coming up.
Oh.
Are you ready for some fastballs from John Shumway?
All right, here's question number one for you. You're in the booth. There's a foul ball coming in the booth. Do you barehand it? Do you have a glove to grab it? Do you grab your hat to grab it? Or do you duck?
Oh, duck, absolutely. And run, if possible, if there's enough time. Run in the opposite direction.
Don't want any part of it.
You've been a fan of the Buccos a long time, and as a broadcaster now that you've started your fourth season, family and friends provide you with critiques?
Oh, absolutely, and people that were formerly friends as well.
Formerly friends.
Yeah, I mean, Thanksgiving dinner is always an interesting time every year. You know, hey, what about your home run call? Can you work on that? Yeah, I'll get to it. Yeah, things
do,
like that.
Do you ever get people who say, "Hey, do a home run call? I just want to hear you do it."
My older daughter wants me to, you know, kind of do play by play of dinners sometimes. She's not eating again. She doesn't like chicken, the pitch, or whatever. I don't know. You know, whatever I have to do.
All right. So here's the next one for you. Has anyone, player or otherwise, ever taken you to task for something you said about them on a broadcast?
Yes. It's been a long time because I'm in the clubhouse every day. I want to hear from guys, coaches, players, everybody, if I said something that's incorrect or if I mischaracterize something. I want to know about it right away. Maybe not right away, but maybe after the game.
Yeah,
but as soon as possible so that we can rectify the situation. But thank goodness that's happened so rarely. But when I was in the minor leagues in Jacksonville, there was a pitcher that had two very poor games in a row, and I mentioned on the air that he had given up, you know, let's say 5 runs one game and 8 runs the next game and only retired 3 hitters. And I just said that, and he wanted to fight me.
So, really?
Yeah. But I think it was more of the fact that he knew his career was just about at an end.
He just wanted to take his frustration out on you.
Yes, yeah, because I didn't say anything that was incorrect.
And finally, Joe, as a batter, how do you think you would fare against the nightmare Felipe Vasquez?
Now, are you saying at my peak?
Yes, at your peak, of course.
My peak batting. So that was, I retired at age 8 from playing baseball. So let's go back to about that age. I literally don't think that if I swung a bat at any age that I could make contact if he was pitching. I'm talking just ticking a ball at any point.
Well,
ran into the bat.
You make a good point because even now guys think they still got it. If you go to the batting cages, you don't have to wait long to realize how difficult doing something like that is.
Oh, but yeah.
Meanwhile,
I think most of us, if we were facing Felipe Vasquez, the catcher would already be throwing it back to him as we were swinging.
Yes.
I think Bob Walk told us yesterday, Joe, that he started to swing as soon as the pitcher's arm got up. He just swung. Just didn't matter. Well, Joe, we're looking forward to you and the broadcast team. It was picture day yesterday. You guys are all over Twitter. You look like a solidified unit. And I can't imagine there's a better broadcast team anywhere in Major League Baseball.
Well, I love that flattery. I think certainly our camaraderie helps us. We are all friends, and I hope that comes out on the air every day because we love working with each other. We love being around each other, and we love baseball. So, hey, and I get to work again today. So
you're at 105 on AT&T Sportsnet, right?
Yeah, TV today. So,
all right, no get your hair done and
comb your hair, would you?
Get the makeup on.
I need a tan too. I'm
Joe Block. Joe, great to catch up with you, and we do look forward to your calls all season long. Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.